Thunder Bay. The event chair of the Ontario Winter Games is thrilled with the execution in week one of the two-week event. Barry Strybe on Monday said the athletes outperformed expectations. The crowds were great. The volunteers came through every time and the competition was as fierce and fun as promised throughout the four-day schedule. It couldn't have gone better, he said. I've been at many venues. The competition has been super, exciting, and boy, a lot of talented young individuals are doing these sports, Strybe said. The best part of opening weekend? The opening ceremonies, he said. The reason I say that was it was so emotional when the athletes started marching into the event and started waving those wonderful colorful batons. It was nice to see that spirit they have for the games and then the community supporting that, Strybe said. So, from that perspective it was great. But you know what? I've been to some competitions here and the talent of these athletes is amazing. It's wonderful to see. And the coaches are there helping out and it's a team effort from everybody here. Thunder Bay athletes fared particularly well, picking up medals in wrestling, skiing and futsal, which has helped fuel the intensity both on the court and in the stands. Everybody's excited about that and we're hoping for the best, Strybe said. Titilio Alaka, a 17-year player with the Unionville futsal team, scored three times in the gold medal game, leading her team to an 8-5 win and the top of the podium. I'm super happy. The competition is really good. It was really fun. And my team, we pulled through, Alaka said. Thunder Bay's Phoenix DeBrusque, a member of the silver medal-winning U18 Chill futsal team, said it was a fun few days. I've never had this experience before and I really appreciate it, she said, adding she'd love to continue with the sport if another opportunity to attend the games came along, though she plans to focus mainly on soccer. Skier Kira Hall, who won bronze in the district relay and silver in the 5-kilometer classic race, said it was fun having athletes from all around Ontario in her hometown. It's nice that I don't have to fly down to Ottawa, take two flights. I can just come to LAP, where I've been my whole life and just go, the Superior Collegiate teen said. There's still plenty of action to come this weekend, when the games resume. Biathlon, archery, artistic swimming, hockey, curling, five-pin bowling and fencing are all on the schedule. Strybe said he can't wait. Seven new sports are going to be as exciting as this first weekend. We're starting on Friday and we've got our opening ceremonies again to welcome the new athletes coming to our community and that's going to be great, he said. Then the competition starts.